in town you never heard of.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk and our special Olympic 2024 episode. Hold on, we got a live audience here today. Yes, thank you. Wow. All right.
Hey, is my mic on?
Oh, wait, no.
There we go. You're not there on. We
Oops.
Go.
Jeez.
Yeah. I thought I pushed the button.
But. I saw right. Only two lit up. I didn't know what was going on over there.
No, I don't project that much. So,
so here we are. Special episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're special for the Special Olympics. I'm kidding.
Well, it wasn't the Special
Olympics.
Well,
there isn't a Special Olympics coming, but this isn't the one.
Special is what I'm saying.
These were being coined the woke.
The woke. Okay. Olympics. That's a better, yeah. In my head, I'm just like, oh, these are so fun.
So today, this is timely because it just ended in the last, what, 2 days ago? Day ago?
Yeah. Yep.
As far as when we're recording, so we're recording on Wednesday. This will probably come out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think it closed on Sunday. Yeah, so like 4 days later.
Yeah, but there were some closing ceremonies within the last couple of days. I thought.
Oh, okay. I thought
but
it was
I don't
Sunday.
Know.
Okay.
Man, and that caused a stir too.
Yeah, you know? Imagine that.
Yeah, a lot of people felt they were attacking Christianity as a whole
every,
on that front.
It's so. Like every event anymore is an opportunity for somebody to like
be offended, be mad.
Not only that, but for whoever is putting it on to push
their
some
agenda.
Kind of agenda.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Rather than just sticking to what the things were originally meant to be.
Right. Yeah.
Which is what you wanted to start with because the Olympics turned into something that it didn't start with, right? Like,
yeah,
I mean,
so this,
really,
so what
if you
I wanted
peel
to,
it back.
What I wanted to start with was, let's start with, you had it, I think you had pulled it up.
Yeah.
Where and when did the Olympics start? Let's get the whole picture here and what this was all about.
Okay, so it says the ancient Olympic Games took place in Greece in 776 BC to 393 AD, but modern Olympics began in Athens, Greece in 1896. So basically, I guess we could just start with that.
Yeah, I guess whatever modern means, but
yeah.
Real modern 18.
So
yeah, so it was like six or 700 BC.
Right.
It started and it was a competition.
Yeah, it was a competition and it said there was 280 males from 12 countries, and they just had running, jumping, boxing, wrestling, and chariot racing, and it was just men were allowed.
No chicks in the Olympics.
No chicks.
No chicks.
Nope. But they were naked.
Mm-hmm. The dudes were naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure they weren't wearing like a loincloth or something?
It said
I think they're pretty naked.
It says they. That's just, you know, they're freeballing it.
What about that one guy?
Maybe a toga here or there.
Yeah. What about that one guy in this year's Olympics where his wiener got stuck on the pole vault?
The France
pole?
Stop, I didn't. What?
You didn't see that?
That's
one of the top 10 memes coming out of the Olympics.
Like his
He was pole vaulting.
Yeah.
He's going over the pole that, you know, not the pole that you're using to jump off of, the pole that you're going over.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
So he's flipping over the thing, his wiener jacks that pole, and then it knocks it off, and so he didn't get his jump.
I mean, I've seen a famous painting already done of this. Like, it was hilarious, and it's like the most, I've seen it phrased as the most bittersweet moment a man can ever have.
Yeah.
You know, you...
I think he should win an award for that. He's got a big wang.
So hold on a second. So in true... modern Olympic and just modern world fashion, the dude is getting a porn contract.
Stop.
For real? He really is?
That's what I heard.
I assume like Trojan condoms would line up.
I heard that one of these porn companies or whatever has contacted him and they're making him a porn star now.
Cool.
I mean,
yeah.
There's so many things. Like, what are we doing?
I don't know. That's pretty
cracking
wild.
Cracking me up.
Yeah. So like, and he was one of the best in the world.
And he
obviously,
wasn't even excited. He was.
Oh, he was pissed. He was pissed. He cleared it. He cleared the bar.
I don't think that's what she means by excited.
Oh, no, he was not excited. Not like that, no. No.
Okay, so, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine, so, that would be hilarious, so, you were saying that in the original Olympics, dudes competed naked. So, like, when those guys are going over the pole, they're face down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like as they're flipping over, they're face down right over that pole. They're just trying to like contort themselves over it, right?
Right.
To get over the finish line. But no, but hold on a second. So what I'm saying is if they were doing that naked, that would mean that depending on who you are, you're going to need another 3 to 10 inches of height.
They didn't do that.
Because if you're going over it, belly over.
Yeah, right. And there's like a cooling room,
and you have
they take ice baths before they go jump.
I mean,
they said jumping, not pole vaulting. They were just jumping in sand.
I don't know.
Ooh, yeah. Sandy balls.
Still, you gotta account for that stuff, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so all right. Weird. So it started so many years ago.
A long time ago. So, here's one of the things that I'm struggling with in the Olympics. So when I think of the Olympics, I think of like badass, tough people, men and women. Yeah. I know originally it was just men, but what in our lifetime, it's always been men and women.
Yeah.
At the top of their game, doing the coolest shit ever, they're Olympians. Mm-hmm. Like, can you be anything cooler than an Olympian?
Right.
Like, that is badass. You only get to do this once every 4 years.
Yep.
You're at the top of your game. You're as physically fit as you can get, you're as hardcore as you can get, and you're competing for your country on the stage, on the world stage.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And it's mesmerizing, like your traditional track and field events. Because like when I was in track, everyone knew when the 100 and 200 meter guys showed up. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all wearing fancy clothes, sunglasses, new Oakleys, gold chains, $200 pair of shoes, like, whoa, you know, all this stuff. And they just had so much bravado. And, you know, when they kind of, they're peacocking around, everyone looked at them, you know, and they wanted to be seen. Mm-hmm. But it was just, and there's only about 4 or 5 really good ones, you know, at the track meets that I'd go to. But you knew where they are and who they were. When you watch the Olympics, that's everybody.
You know what's funny about that, though, is like, so we don't have cable at home. So when we're flipping on the TV, we're watching over the air TV, like that's what comes on first.
Okay.
Or we're going to Netflix or something like that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But if we're just sitting around making dinner, or we're hanging out in the living room, kitchen, you just turn on the TV and boom, it's whatever's on channel 6 or channel 7 or whatever.
Bunny ears.
So over the last month, it's been the Olympics.
Yep.
So we turn on the TV, boom, the Olympics are on. Kids sitting there, our 13-year-old at, you know, on the couch watching it, and him and I are talking about it, and I'm telling him this story of what you're talking about there, of like, look at this freaking guy, you know, he's just acting like he owns the world, he's throwing his hands up, like they have, like they're announcing them as they come in, it's like WWE, like they got their music, they're coming out, they're beating their chest, they're waving at the crowd, you know, whatever,
right?
Crazy sunglasses, chains, all these things. And the other night we were watching it, and it was one of the foot races. And I think there was like 3 U.S. guys in this race, and there was like, what, like 9 dudes total, a couple of Jamaicans. And I said, that dude right there, that's the guy who's going to win it. And it was the guy that came out calm, not bouncing around, not being all stupid, not trying to look cool, didn't have sunglasses on, didn't have anything. And there was a Jamaican guy that was doing the same thing.
But he was pounding his chest.
Well, no, the two other U.S. guys were. But this other Jamaican guy came out, and he was acting calm and cool. And I told my son, I said, that's the guy who's going to win this thing. I have no freaking clue who these people are.
You're talking about Noah Lyles.
Yes.
It could have been.
It wasn't the controversial one at the end that Ben's talking about. There was a finish line race or whatever. This was a different one when Lyle guy was supposed to win, and he lost. He got third.
Whatever one I was talking about, I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, you don't even know who
the dude ended up winning. And right, I told,
not the USA that was beating his chest guy.
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying. So what I said earlier was the guy that came out that was calm and cool and collected. I'm
listening to you.
That's the guy who won.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have no idea who these people are. I was just telling my son, that is the only boy coming out here who is not acting like a jackwagon.
Yeah.
He's confident. He's calm. He's cool. He's collected. He's ready to roll.
Yep.
And he stomped him. And I told him, I said, this is what you have to understand, man, because we deal with this every single year when we're watching NFL and when we're watching NBA and the crazy, you know, ceremony. We've talked about it on the podcast, you know, the crazy stuff that these sports guys do. And sure enough, that's who wins. It's not these guys with the big chains and the big glasses and all the crazy shit.
Yeah. I mean, but they got, I get where you're coming from, but all these guys are like wired a different way.
Yeah.
And they got the physical attributes, you know, all those gifts. And yeah, this Noah Lyles dude, he wasn't predicted to win, and they even called it in real time, like, oh, Thompson won from Jamaica, by the naked eye, Thompson won. And he was like, give it to me, you know, and they zoom in on him, and he's like, yeah, I got it. And Lyles went over there to like give him a hug and say good race. And then they both started looking at the screen, and that's when it came out that Lyles won by 5/1000th of a second.
Okay, it wasn't that race that we're talking about.
This is a 100-meter dash.
We were talking about the 200 or something. Yeah.
I'm looking at a couple of shots. You know, I just typed his name in, and I think it was that guy
that you're talking about. Yes, but so the Lyle guy that you're talking about did win that 100, but the one we watched, I think he got third, and he was being way cocky because he had already won the 100, and then afterwards, he couldn't breathe. He was laying on the ground.
You're talking about the guy who had the
I don't know about that.
Who was all decked out. There was a guy who was like super cocky, and I was telling Joel, that dude, he's too much. He's over the top, and he was completely expected to win.
And so then at the end of the race when he didn't win, oh, he was hurt.
Oh yeah, no, he sat down, he couldn't breathe.
They said he had COVID.
He couldn't run around with the flag.
But you already got the 100.
He couldn't have his flag in third place because he was too winded. He was just too, it was too much for him, you know. But he was 100% the number one guy and what they were saying when he came out, and he freaking knew
Couldn't do it, and he was telling everybody.
He lost. Just lose nicely.
Point is, we can stop talking about that, but point is that all this cockiness and all this attitude, man.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before with football and all these other sports, and you guys know how I feel about it. I know I agree with you, Andy, that it makes the game a little more fun in certain scenarios.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a cool thing here and there. It's just that when we look at the people that our kids look up to and who they want to be like, we want them to be a certain kind of person. And being humble is a big deal.
Well, and that's where sports. Let's go with the Olympics. It's pretty fair, or more than fair, because you can do all that, but. It's going to take it away from you real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick, even when you're at the top of your game. But then 4 years later, you're lucky if you get another Olympics under your belt. So, and I guess where I was coming from is, you know, now that I can look back at it and everything, those guys are very important for that ecosystem to work. You know, you got your not so flashy long distance runners. You know, you got all these different types coming together to make a team. And that's, you know, one of the most beautiful things about the Olympics is there's all these diverse athletes coming together to represent their country. And that's still happening. There's so much negative stuff being thrown around the Olympics. I don't want to lose sight of that. There's still a lot of really, really good and pure moments that no matter what you do to try and foil it, putting a team together with a common purpose, a common cause, it's going to shine through. It's going to work.
Yeah.
I look at Major League Baseball like that. They try to screw that up every which way they possibly can, tilt it to where the Yankees have an advantage. Yankees still don't win. There's just something so beautiful about the game. No matter what you do, you can't soil it. You can't take it from us. And I think you're seeing this with the Olympics a lot. Like, it's still really cool to watch the 100, 200, the relays, the swimming.
Yeah, I enjoyed the swimming. Soccer, I mean, yay, you know, they won, basketball won, all the stuff. But let's start with that controversial opening ceremonies.
Well, I think, first of all, to talk about what Andy was just referencing there, I agree with you. And that's one of the things that I've always loved so much about the Olympics is that I feel like most of our U.S. professional sports are a bit of a show. It's like, something else is going on there. You know, there's all these theories about things and who's going to win and who's not and what's rigged and what's not and so on and so forth. Yeah. But the Olympics feels more pure.
Sure.
It feels more like this is a true competition.
Yeah, that's true.
Man versus man, woman versus woman. There's no way around it. You're on the stage. This is where it happens. So that's what I've always liked about it. And I feel like a lot of that did happen this year, but a lot of it didn't.
Sure.
And went the other way.
It did.
And that's some of the things that we're going to talk about. So when Morgan brought up the opening ceremony, so you guys can get into that, I guess. That was a thing.
Well, okay, so what's caught most of the limelight there was the depiction of the Last Supper, how they kind of wrapped it up with, and rather than Jesus and his disciples, you had a bunch of transvestites. And before and during and all that stuff, they were openly mocking Christianity and the Last Supper, trying to undermine it, take their shots. And then after all the backlash came, I think we've seen it a couple of times now where they're trying to walk it back as something else. The Feast of Dionysus or something like that, you know, some other depiction. It's like the performers already tweeted out saying that they were Olympic Jesus and this and that. Like, you already showed your hand. You can't walk it back now. And, you know, this is, a lot of people are saying, I think they're right. You know, you're watching the opening ceremonies of the Olympics thinking this is going to be sports competition, this and that. You're not expecting to see transvestites mocking Christianity with the depiction of the Last Supper. You know, like, and then they started doing provocative dances, and
it's just wrong.
One dude had
altogether.
His balls out. Like, his testicles are out. Like, you can go back and watch the live feed. Mm-hmm. They're just out.
Serious?
And they're in the face of an 8-year-old girl. Out of all these men dressed as women, there's a little 8-year-old girl in the middle of this, and she's right at eye level to this guy's balls that were hanging out. Like, God damn it.
It's I don't know how anybody can defend what happened there. I'm a super logical person, and I'll try to think of all the ways, like, okay, maybe they were trying to do this or they were trying to do that or whatever. I cannot think of a single explanation that makes that okay.
We've talked about this on a lot of different ones too, just a different frame for it. But like with Bud Light, John Deere, we talked about their DEI initiative and how it's this woke mind virus that's going around doesn't care. It's an illusion. It's telling you that you need to do this. You need to hire black people. You need to hire gay white people. You need to do these things. You do all this. You go against the grain, and then you find yourself in a spot like John Deere or the opening ceremonies here. It doesn't care. It's just there to consume and destroy, and that's what it's doing. And that's what this did. You know, it took the limelight away from the athletes, away from the competition, and it's just feeding itself. It's just feeding itself. This is our agenda, and we're doing it. And we backed you into this corner. We guilt-tripped you into it. You better sign off on this goddamn thing, or we're going to drag your name through the mud. We're going to, you know, do things like Dylan Mulvaney did for Bud Light. You know, you have to do it.
And it blows my mind because it has to be such a minority.
It is, but they're loud.
Right, but you know that old saying of like cooler minds prevail. Mm-hmm. How does that not happen? How does someone not look at it and go, whoa.
It did.
A huge because they're all running in the same circle and they all see the same thing. So no one is normal outside of that. You can't say normal, but
right, that
you
committee
know what
is
I mean?
Made of some people out of touch with the everyday man.
Exactly.
I'll go with that. But what I'm getting at with your question there is it did happen. It did come back around.
Afterwards.
Well, right away, a bunch of advertising got pulled.
Yeah, it was like the next day.
Yeah.
A huge amount of advertising got pulled. And NBC sold somewhere between $1.2 and $1.3 billion of advertising. That's what NBC raked in on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the opening ceremonies. Like, oh, boy. And then they started to feel the pain. So there you go. Your cooler head's like, okay, you did what you did. We trusted the committee to sign off on things. You did sign off on things. We're going to take that advertising money back now. So what you're saying, it did happen. But they got their jab in there, another form of taking a stab at Christianity, and I'm not a good Christian or whatever. I don't go to church every Sunday. I shouldn't be waving the flag for it, but there's a limit, like, to it.
Yeah.
You know, you want to poke fun, all right, fine. But this is a little over the top, I think, for very obvious reasons.
It's just that you wouldn't be allowed to do that in any other scenario.
Oh, the Super Bowl, but other than that.
No, what I mean is, like, okay, so you can go out and you can make fun of the Last Supper. You can... And I don't even know that. I don't think they would call it making fun of it. They're mocking it. Mocking it and putting their own spin on it, and they think they're having fun with it. Could you do that with, like, let's say
Islam?
Let's take religion out of it. Let's take a more sensitive topic, basically, because people don't seem to be sensitive to religion. Let's take race. Could you take some kind of black event and then put a bunch of white men pretending to be women pretending to be men, whatever, and mock that event?
And put, like, black makeup on them?
Well, yeah, can you do that?
God. No.
No, you can't.
Like, oh, my gosh. No.
One's going to... They wouldn't sign off on that. Mm. I just don't understand what the difference is. It's just... It blows my mind.
Well, because I feel like this is a straight shot at what they're trying to... disassemble or break down, and you know, that's a family structure, a family unit, all those things. Like, we got into the weeds pretty quick here. It got pretty deep quick. You know?
Well, I mean, this is how they kicked it off.
I know.
This is what set the tone for the whole dang thing.
I'll go back to what you're saying, like, how can't cooler heads prevail? And they did, and they do. And what I want to take away from these Olympics is, it was the quote unquote woke Olympics, but the sport is still so beautiful. The real sports, we'll go there. The real sports, track and field, swimming, the decathlon, all those things, those are still just so mesmerizing to me and fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't watch a lot of the Olympics. I'll be honest. I didn't watch a lot of it. Not even Team USA. Like, I don't know. I'm at a point where, is it American cockiness? I just expect those boys to win.
Right, right.
And I know there's all these...
Like basketball, you
mean? Yeah.
Yeah, didn't.
And there's all this international, the international game's overtaking the U.S. Oh, really? Okay, you got one or two players on this team, one or two players on France's team, and Serbia with the best player in the world, Nikola Jokic. But do you have two rosters deep? No. So, I mean, it produced all those moments, and they couldn't stamp it out, even with all this crazy agenda stuff. Mm-hmm.
To your point, you know, and how the U.S. performs and everything, I always think it's interesting to look at the medal count.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up with, the U.S. ended up with 126, 40 gold, 44 silver, 42 bronze. Who do you think was number two?
China.
Yep.
I mean, I can't see your computer at
China
all.
China had 91, but... Tied us for golds.
They had more golds last I saw.
Oh, they tied.
40 and 40.
Oh, geez, each we're way. Tied.
Yeah.
Japan comes in third, Australia fourth, France fifth. But yeah, overall, the U.S. in total medal count dominated, but tied in gold.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings me to something that I wanted to talk about as well. I did not realize until this year, and I guess it's because this happens every 4 years, and in 4 years, you as an individual change a lot in what you pay attention to and what's important to you and so on and so forth. Something that I heard this year that I don't know why, but I never realized was going on was the number of international athletes competing that are basically Americans. They live in the U.S. Yeah. They train in the U.S. Mm-hmm. They're on U.S. teams, not Olympic teams, obviously. But then when it comes time to compete in the Olympics, now they're competing for a country that their father was born in.
That they never lived in.
Yeah, or whatever,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So when you go back to some of the games that are being played in, like, some of the professional U.S. sports, to me, that feels like one of those things that has infiltrated the Olympics is, okay, yeah, we're going to have some semantics here, like, yeah, that person is gonna run or swim or whatever for Australia. But even though they've been swimming in the U.S. their whole lives and trained under U.S. trainers and trained with U.S. swimmers, and they're the best in the U.S., but now they're on Team Australia.
Yeah. I guess I just...
Went to the University of Michigan, swam on that collegiate team with... Yeah.
I guess I'm trying to get in the head of the person. Like, I get your heritage, but when are you going to pay Anthem or whatever to... What got you to that point? And it was the U.S. Mm-hmm. It was all the stuff you got in the United States.
Yeah, that you had access to.
So why don't you honor that? Well, I guess I don't get it.
Once again, isn't that kind of like a United States flex? Like, we're so damn good and so big and so
diverse.
In a way,
yeah.
That, sure, Sweden, take these guys. Here you go.
It is a flex, but then it's not a flex when we tied China for medal count gold because they say the golds are like... where it's at. Doesn't matter the total.
Mm-hmm.
Every other country goes by the golds.
And also, if we don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So if it's like, it's like so many other things that happen to the U.S., like we invent this, we, we create this thing, whatever it is, this item, this manufacturing process, whatever. And then some other country comes in and steals it and goes and runs with it. And,
sure.
You know, takes our tech and all this kind of stuff. So they do the same damn thing with the athletes. Like, we can take that one because her dad was actually from here, you know, so she's coming over here now. And, you know, it's just like, come on.
Yeah, it is kind of goofy. But once again, that's breeding competition. And if we want to see the best of the best, you know, where the best place to swim and to learn how to swim is the University of Michigan. So that's where Australia or whoever Australia is good at swimming. That's a bad reference, but you know, whoever.
Yeah.
Send your kids, you know, to university in the States to get those skills, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it takes away from the true spirit of the games.
Sure.
You know,
because they're not like from that country.
We run into this.
So it's like U.S. against U.S. It's like traveling to Texas.
It is. She's
and
right.
And my baseball son plays the damn neighbors, plays Plattsmouth in fucking Texas. That would, we've done that. That pisses me off.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Like,
and
why
you're
are
right.
we having to go to Paris to do this?
It is like the U.S. versus the U.S.
God.
At that point. And so what I was going to say was in these small town sports, we run into this where... I feel like, or at least I used to think, that small town sports are so wholesome.
Sure.
It's the local boys.
Yep.
Playing the next town over local boys. You grew up doing that.
Yeah.
It's different today. I mean,
it is.
All these high schools are recruiting kids from all over the place and in one way or another under the table, getting them some kind of benefit to come to their school and play there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not the local boys versus the local boys anymore.
Yeah.
It's just this big melting pot of everybody playing each other.
I mean, you guys are reminding me of a fantastic line from the movie Austin Powers International Super Spy. Is that the full name there?
International Man of Mystery.
Yeah. Oh, God, you said Super Spy. And but, of course, Ben would know.
But it's where Dr. Evil, he keeps wanting to, like, beat the world. He wants to be the world leader. And number two, his assistant, who he names number two, goes, God damn it, there's no such thing as the world anymore. It's all corporations, you idiot.
100%. 100%.
I mean, that's all we're dealing with here. There is no world, and it's kind of that's where it's at. But I'll go back to the game. The games themselves are still... I mean, you're seeing a whole nother level now. And I also, I kind of like to be pushed a little bit. If I'm the United States, what fun is it in the United States just cleaning house? Like back in the day, like 50, 60, 80 years ago, those games were just so dominated by the United States. So I don't mind, once again, I sound so arrogant here, American arrogance, throwing other countries a bone. Like, yeah, come to our universities, you know, practice with our equipment and our coaches and all this stuff. And it goes two ways.
Like, yeah, I see your side too.
I mean, we get all of our soccer coaches. We try to hijack, you know, washed up old coaches from overseas. They come over here like it doesn't
work.
That's
a good point.
You know, like it goes both ways. And I think the United States is just as bad as other countries in some instances anyway. Mm-hmm. But we are the front runner, and we should be. God damn it! I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's a good perspective on it too, because soccer is definitely one of those that.
Think of gymnasts. I never they say our gymnast's name, like, whoa, that's not
right.
It's yeah. Like, because aren't they really good in Russia?
Right. And yeah, it's like, that's not Jeffrey Smith isn't our coach. It's yeah.
I also think it's interesting, and maybe I didn't watch enough of it because I really didn't watch a whole lot of it, but what I felt like I kept seeing on the U.S. teams and the U.S. competitors was a lot of different ethnicities and races on the U.S. teams.
Sure.
Where when I saw any of these other teams competing,
mm-hmm.
they all looked like they were coming from the same place.
Exactly. You talk about China, so undiverse. Saudi yeah. Arabia, mm-hmm. so undiverse, right. You know, diverse. And if I'm another country, I've always had that sentiment with the States. Like, this isn't fair. They just took in all these immigrants from everywhere else, and then they slapped a little USA sticker on it. Like, mm-hmm. this is bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, maybe it's coming around full circle now. We're getting refed our medicine. I don't know.
Yeah, no, and I think that's a testament to the U.S. And our immigration and
mm-hmm.
our melting pot and so yeah. on and so forth and how yeah. we make all that work.
But speaking of gymnastics, I don't even think you saw this. It was on the news. Did you hear about this? One of the girls that got third place on floor, technically, when she was done, she was in fifth place. And they had, like, the coaches could go to the judges and say, no, this isn't a deduction or whatever. You can, like, say whatever. They were 4 seconds too late. So, well, supposedly she got third. The mm-hmm. USA girl got third. But when they went back and looked at it,
yeah,
they technically gave the third place award to this other girl. So this was days later. I don't know if they stripped her of her third, but they gave 2 third places yeah. because of 4 seconds. Did you hear that?
No.
That's crazy.
I mean, I guess if there's like actual rules and stuff yeah. that they...
You yeah. know, but yeah. anyways, it's like, why didn't... I don't know.
Was that the event? There was one of those events where America got second and third, and another country got first.
Yes, that was the one.
That was the one.
But days later, they found out she really shouldn't have gotten third. Well, she should have gotten fifth.
The headline that I saw on that one was the DEI crap, where it's like, first time in Olympic history, 3 African Americans placed first, second, third. I'm like, why is that the why? Yeah. What? Like, aren't we past that? Like, right. gosh. What are we talking about?
Oh, I never saw that.
Like, Jesus Christ, Jesse Owens, you know, beat the shit out of Germany in 1936 Olympics. Like, yeah. Say black guy then. Like, right. have we not progressed at all? You know what? We actually have, but there are certain outlets that...
Bringing it, reeling us back. Yeah.
They want to keep the conversation there. Like,
because to your point, like, how many people actually noticed that? Like, how many people were oh my gosh, I can't believe 3 black people won.
Yeah. What I noticed is
like, you wouldn't even think that, but then the news comes out and they're like, oh, look at this, look what happened. And we're like, yeah, so?
Well, yeah,
what? I noticed the two USA girls bowing athlete. Down yeah. to the number yep. one. I didn't Excellent. Notice their race. Like, who cares? Next, you know?
So, one of the other things that I wanted to talk about is the breadth of sports and events in this thing now. I don't know when this happened. Again, like, apparently I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to this over the last
mm-hmm. 8, oh, you were so 12, out of tune
16
year.
years, but this year I'm seeing this stuff and I'm like, how is this in the Olympics? Like, yeah. what are we doing? We talked about this a few weeks ago, the Cornhusker State Games,
mm-hmm.
and when I was a kid, I felt like the Cornhusker State Games was the Olympic equivalent right. in Nebraska.
It was like the summertime track meet for the best of the best.
Yeah. But then I started seeing a lot of like crazy competitions in the Cornhusker State Games.
Skateboarding.
Or like baking.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Like, okay, yeah. Okay, you're a Cornhusker State Game athlete to make bread.
Hey,
you know, or whatever.
Man. Inclusion. Yeah.
So then I realized, like, okay, this is just a fun thing for the community.
Mm-hmm.
But the Olympics are still the Olympics. Like, these mm-hmm. are the freaking elite. Like, these people are doing crazy shit. These are the strongest people in the world.
Yeah.
The most fit people in the world. You know, top of their game, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then I start seeing some of these sports that are being shown in this year's Olympics.
Yeah.
So let's talk about a couple of them. And I'll tell you, I'll just list the one that to me kind of stand out that I'm like, hey, look, I don't see why this has a place here. I'm not talking trash about any of the athletes, or if you like this sport or whatever, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
And I don't know how many other people think that.
Do you want to just lop in real quick the entirety of the Winter Olympics? Like, those aren't Olympic sports?
Yeah, we ain't even got into that.
We got two more years before that.
2 years from now. Yeah. So I'm just going to look at this list here. So just off the top, some of these that I see. Skateboarding. I'm sorry, but I don't think skateboarding is an Olympic sport.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun sport, but yeah.
It's cool.
All right, yeah.
It's an X Games sport.
Yeah. Yeah. And there is an X Games.
And there's a, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Go play it. 3-on-3 basketball.
Okay, yeah. No, that's called White Men Can't Jump. Isn't that a movie?
It's just like street ball.
Yeah.
It's just street ball. What do we, yeah. So we're playing street ball in the Olympics?
Yep.
Sailing.
No, yeah, I wouldn't say that's an athletic sport.
Let's see what else. Shooting. As much as I love shooting.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how that's an Olympic sport.
Hmm. Yeah, see, I would think you'd be one of the guys waving the flag saying that is a sport.
Because
that takes so much discipline, so much practice. There's a competitive.
All these things do. You could say that about skateboarding.
But what about the guy that stood up there, like you said, it was a dad that didn't have earplugs in?
That guy was he from Turkey or something like that? Did you see the pictures of that guy?
Yeah, those are BB guns. Those are pellet guns.
Yeah, but everyone else was like.
Everyone else had like special glasses and they had one eye blocked and weird gloves. And
yeah,
and
he was the number one meme. From the Olympics.
Yeah. I'll go back to
the meme rundown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but, so that wasn't a real gun. That was an airsoft gun?
That was an air gun, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I watched that because he was getting so much run, so much play. He ends up getting second.
Oh, like his last I thought he shot, got first.
No, his,
oh,
la- did he his end up last playing? Shot was, yeah, but it was Serbia's first ever Olympic gold, you know. And
okay.
So fun. But
sorry, go ahead. What else is not a sport?
Let's see
you're
here.
You're taking BB guns and skateboarding off the...
So I said, I said shooting. Let's see here. What else we got?
Well,
table tennis.
Oh,
no.
That's tough,
no,
man.
Come
that's
on.
A big thing.
Nope.
That's a big
do that
thing in Asia.
Your, you do that in your you, parents'
that's a big
basement.
Thing. Yeah, that's the only reason you're behind it.
No,
you
I
grew
said
up
no.
Playing it.
You oh, do that in your parents'
oh,
basement.
You're against it.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
That's
okay.
not
yeah.
Olympics. Okay.
You've seen these guys like take me back to Forrest Gump. That's
yes,
a lot
I
of
get it.
Yeah, they're bouncing around. You know, they got about.
So where do you draw the line on this? Is it badminton? Will you
no.
allow badminton?
No,
but not?
No,
badminton
is
was next.
Ah! Badminton's out. And if pickleball comes in next four
oh,
years from now, it's out.
Pickleball is coming.
But you know it is.
If pickleball is coming.
I'm
you know it
sure
is.
That's right. out.
I think, let's see what else we got here.
I think I just like the OG sports.
Right. No, I mean the stuff that's the true Olympics, but either way, okay, here we go. We're still going.
I know one.
Yeah, we're going to get there. That's coming. BMX racing. I just don't feel like that's an Olympic sport.
No.
That is a cool thing.
Games.
Like I personally would love to do BMX racing.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's an Olympic sport.
So where do you draw the line with that? Do you, like Tour de France is going on, some type of cycling like that would you consider? Because my parents...
Road cycling they have listed here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents watch it from start to finish, everything, all the time, right? And so when I was visiting home and the Olympics just started, I end up watching the mountain biking course.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. Like they built a mountain in the middle of Paris, you know, and the cyclists were on it.
In one way or another, almost all of them are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how you're an Olympic athlete doing that.
Okay.
On the same realm, freestyle BMX.
Ooh.
So you're doing tricks on your bike?
Yeah.
That's a
get out of here.
It does sound like the X Games, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it totally does.
So,
wait, here's one: race walking.
Oh, I could win that.
That's tough. Yeah, because you got to have one foot on the ground at all times.
At all times. Yeah, I'm a really good walker, fast walker.
It's tough. I bet.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
That's been around forever, Ben. Have you not seen?
That's fine that it's been around forever.
I don't think that it should be in there either. But I'm just saying,
race. Walking.
Have you ever tried it? It's really tough.
Listen.
No, walks like a 21-minute mile.
So let's say you took one of these guys or ladies
mm-hmm.
that is a true track and field star.
Okay.
And put them on the race walking circuit.
Noah Lyles couldn't do it. I bet he couldn't do it.
I bet you he would stomp everybody.
No way.
No,
his form would be terrible.
No way.
He would lift that back heel up before the front heel touches. He couldn't do it.
Yeah, there's no way.
And also, when they got done, even if it, I don't know how long a race walking track is, but let's say it's a mile.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's longer than that.
You think?
Oh,
race walking?
They probably go like 12 miles or something.
Let me see if it says anything here. I'll see if I can find something on it. But either way, they're race walking.
Let me look it up.
I guarantee when they get done, these guys that we're talking about that are like the true track and field folks would be like, what did I just do?
Yeah.
Like, can someone grab me a beer or something?
Mm-hmm. This isn't like running the 200 or the 400 meter dash.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll give you that.
Does say that in here that 1 foot. Oh, it says 1 foot must appear.
Damn,
to be in
I am
contact.
Right. It says 20 kilometers, which is equal to 12.47 miles.
So it's like it's half a marathon or so.
Well. And before we get into the one that kind of headlines, though, is this really an Olympic sport?
Ooh, they have a marathon race walk mixed relay.
See how fun this is?
Can handle.
All right. I think all these things that have been brought in, you got to remember the people that put on the Olympics, they're capitalists, first and foremost. That's why they do things like don't pay the athletes, don't pay the show.
Yeah, and they're banking.
So if we can introduce a sport, which is, let's say, sand volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
We already have volleyball, court volleyball. No, sand volleyball. Let's put them in bikinis. Let's get them on sand. Let's get them sweaty and bikinis. Okay. And this was the number one watched sport ever since its inception.
Mm-hmm.
So they can more easily sell ads for that and like BMX racing, something I can relate to, something my kids can relate to. Mm-hmm. So on that front, it makes perfect sense that they're adding all these weird sports that have no business being in the Olympics.
So that you're getting to the core of what I'm talking about.
Okay, well that's all it is.
Yeah,
you know,
this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Then.
That the Olympics is getting watered down for profit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh
mm-hmm.
Shoot, back to money.
Yeah,
and it hides behind DEI. We got to include these people. We got skateboarders are people too. Meanwhile, skateboarders like, leave us alone. I want to smoke pot. I want to stay over here. And now I come here and that was exactly what happened with snowboarding the first year.
Yeah, that Sean White.
Well, not Sean White, I think it was the Canadian dude's like, oh shit. I'm like, I don't need to take a test to know that I do drugs. And of course they all failed, you know, like a lot of them failed. And they're like, this is part of snowboarding, you know, that we like to wake and bake and get on the mountainside.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm this international bad guy for just living my life the way I always did have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like you're stripping, you're marketing it, you're using it for profit, but you're also stripping some of these sports. Like, and I'm just, I don't mean to put everybody in that box of being a pothead, you know, but you're not allowing them to just actually represent what that sport should be about.
Again, you know, to go back to that, to like further define it, they're taking away from the purity of the games.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned, you had used that word earlier, this purity that comes with the Olympics, and they're watering it down with profit.
Yeah.
They're trying to make a bigger show that will get more people to watch, that will bring in more money, that can get more advertisers, that can be more crazy. And that's not what the Olympics was originally intended to be.
But there's also a side of this, and stick with me here, where if you don't try new things, if you don't try and bring in a new crowd, it's going to start falling off. It's going to lose interest in it. It's going to die. Now, something like the, you know, those core ones, they're always going to be around and they'll always draw the most attention in my mind. But, you know, if you're not growing, you're kind of dying, you know, and that's how capitalism works. And that's what this is. It's a money making machine where they kind of like rent a city for 16 days, have them build all this cool shit, make a village and all these other things. Don't pay the athletes again. So,
Don't they say that all those villages are just like all those people just sleeping around with everybody too?
Oh,
all the
athletes.
And they give them condoms.
A lot of condoms.
I had that on my list that I thought was super interesting about the Olympics because I saw, it must have been on the internet or something, but someone had posted pictures of the Olympic condoms. And like they literally have like the Olympic emblem on the packaging.
Really?
And they're just handing them out in the village.
I mean,
like Skittles.
I know they attack the athletes. They should be there not to have sex and this and that. But I'm like, you know, I mean, I go back to like if I'm gonna be
saying you would partake.
Get after it. I mean, these people, they're the best of the best. And the
said get after.
Hell yeah. I mean, so the coach, and I love this guy, Turner Gill, great quarterback for the Huskers. Took a head coaching job at the University of Kansas after he had some success at the lower level at Buffalo, an FCS school at the time. And like he was really he's deep in his beliefs, mm-hmm. you know, and that's good. He's a man of faith and all those things. But he started doing things like curfews, like, and no girls in the dorms after 10 p.m. And of course, like the athletes were getting in trouble. And I'm thinking, like, why even be the starting quarterback at a D1 college if I can't even have a girlfriend in my dorm after 10 people? Like there should be some rewards of being the fastest man on earth. And I think, you know, having a little fun.
If you want to. Hang out
if
with
you can,
the girl in the dorm next to you. Then
hang out with your wang out.
Take a hand. So. Yeah, I bet that pole vaulter was really busy.
Oh, yeah.
After that display.
I swear I saw there was a couple of girls that like got kicked out or something.
I think they said it was like a really pretty swimmer. I saw that.
Oh, basically, yeah. What was that about?
They were just doing like racy shit or something.
Yeah, she was running around without her top on or something.
Basically. Like,
I mean, she was a pretty girl.
Hey, there's a line to it. I'm not saying that. I'm saying like if just think of the testosterone that's going around.
I think the reality is, you know, what you're saying is like you get some of the top athletes in the world
together,
the most fit, like just tightest wound. Ready to go human beings.
Yeah.
And you put them in an environment like that where they've got some free time.
Their events are done.
Something's going to happen.
I mean, and a lot of them, they've been working at that since the third grade up until they were 19, 20 years old.
Yeah.
And now they're free. It's the pressure's off their shoulders. And oh my God, I'm surrounded by a bunch of beautiful people from around the world that I'll never have to see again, probably.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Let's make babies.
Well, or something.
Or use Olympic
condoms.
I saw a thing on they're providing the village with anti-sex beds this year.
What is that?
Like, I'm like, I got to get into it. What is this? How do you make a bed that's anti-sex? I think it was like this table. It was just a single sleeper. So it wasn't a queen
you
size.
Fit more people on it.
Yeah. But I'm like, and the base was made of cardboard that was recycled. And it had three crappy, you know,
So we want the athletes to not also sleep well.
It's like a front, you know. It's like, see, we're addressing this anti-sex beds, but here's your condoms.
Exactly. Yeah. And in the interview of the gymnast, one of the younger ones said that the food was horrible
at
the cafe.
Well,
like,
once
not
again,
good. You're feeding shitty food to athletes.
These are capitalists, and
yeah, why would
Why would I want to spend? I'm gonna buy a bed that's made of cardboard, and I'm gonna praise it as recyclable and all this crap, and then I'm gonna feed them crappy food. They're only there for 16 days anyway.
Right.
You know, so I.
If some of them probably are just there for four or five.
Put yourself in the mindset of the committee. Like, their number one objective here is to
make money.
That's right.
Weird.
And that's what I'm saying. But the games, the core games, the ones we care about. Are so good, mm-hmm. no matter what they do, they can't really take it away.
We got off topic. What are we talking about? We did not bring up
the headliner
breakdancing.
Yeah.
So the number one sport in the 2024
was that
Paris
the new
Olympic Games
added
is
sport, right?
Breakdancing.
But what do they call it? Breaking.
They call it breaking. I just looked it up here. It's on Google. This is what Google says.
Okay, let's hear it.
And when it says, you know, it listed all the Olympic sports, and it says breaking, and then you click on it, and it opens it up, and it gives you some description here, and I think they pull this description from Wikipedia. So it says, breakdancing or breaking, also called b-boying or b-girling, is a style of street dance originated by African Americans in the Bronx, a borough of New York City. So that's what it is. It's breaking. It's b-boying.
It's breaking. B-boying, yeah.
Okay, so a girl won and from Australia, correct?
Okay, so...
Is that the person that won?
She didn't win nothing. Yeah. Her performance actually got 0 points.
Oh, no kidding. She didn't
win? Her performance got 0 out of 10. She got a 0 for that. The one that's headlining that.
You know what was so hilarious?
Oh, I thought they said that was good. So obviously I don't know what's good.
Anybody who didn't watch this, like paint this picture. Because again, as I was saying earlier in the podcast,
okay,
you know, we come home, we're cooking dinner, we turn on TV. Mm-hmm. Oh, Olympics are on. It's breaking. So
he's losing his mind.
I'm watching this. They had two.
What the fuck is this?
I mean, ping pong. I can kind of
they
defend.
Had two or three. I don't even know if they were judges. They were just like hype men.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that were
like,
walking around the little breaking stage.
Yeah.
With a mic.
Yeah.
And they were like rapping and like, doing
was
all this.
Snoop Dogg there? Was Snoop Dogg there?
No, he was not.
That would have been way better.
Yeah.
That would have made way more sense.
Yeah.
But you had these hype men that are just like saying random things, mm-hmm, while this person is spinning around on the floor.
Yeah.
And then they would get their score. And I'm like, what are we watching? This is not the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah. Once again, there's a time and a place for it, and they're just trying it on, and that it got canned, I think.
So, then why are we making fun of this?
So,
why was there so many memes from this girl because she didn't do good?
So, her name is Reagan, and because her performance was so unbelievably bad, like it offended people that actually do breakdance.
Oh.
She had no... Okay. There was no athleticism to it. There was no balancing. Like a lot of times you watch those breakdancers, you know, like in Nike commercials and stuff, you're like, wow, like how are they doing that? Mm-hmm. You know, like spinning on their head.
Yes, we saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, all that type of stuff.
But this girl, no.
No, Reagan, and here I'm going to read this for you. She got put through because her husband was the judge that got her put through and made her into an Olympian.
Oh,
so
God.
I'll just let me read this real quick. This is from a fact checker type dude.
Is she a mom too?
On Reddit. I don't know. So there is no World Breakdancing Federation or whatever to run a qualifying process in Australia. The IOC, the International Olympic Committee, approached the World Dance Sport Federation, which is primarily a ballroom dancing organization. The Australian affiliate organization is Dance Sport Australia, which is also primarily ballroom dancing. Despite never having anything to do with breakdancing, Dance Sport Australia finds itself in charge of breakdancing qualification for the Australian Olympic team. So they get a contract with Reagan. She's running this thing, a self-proclaimed breakdancing expert who has a PhD in breakdancing.
Yeah, she looked like a mom. She's literally my
PhD
age.
PhD in breakdancing.
She's my
age. Real life,
she's
got to
be.
This is real life. Reagan knows exactly what they should do. She partners with the Australian Breakdancing Association, and they will run your qualifications for you. So they hire this federation that she just makes up. Right.
Yeah.
But the Australian Breakdancing Association was founded by Reagan and her husband, and it got about 20 members. Unsurprisingly, they run a qualifier that 15 entrants out of the 20, and Reagan is selected as the women's entrant, and her husband is the one who gets appointed as the coach. So he appoints her, mm-hmm, says, "You were the best Australian." Yes. And then he gets self-appointed to coach. So like the nice little scam Australia got to run there. And it was kind of funny watching, because she became a storm fire, right?
Totally.
And everyone was making fun of her. And then it got, they ran that first wave of defense. Well, now you're sexist. Now you're making fun of women.
God.
You're doing this and that. And you had like the prime minister, whoever he was from Australia, trying to run cover for her, and all these academics running cover. It's like, shut up. This is a scam. It was a scam at a mm-hmm national level. You should be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm embarrassed for Australia because they are so good at swimming. Like, it's always the U.S. versus Australia. Like, mm-hmm, that's really good TV. That's good entertainment. And it got hijacked by Reagan. I think it's funny.
Do you think she was the one that set them to then be like, no breaking anymore? Like, we're done with breaking. When did they come out with that? So it ended and they were like, we're not bringing this sucker back.
Well, it's still up for debate. But
it is?
I think so.
Okay, because I thought it was no
go. It's
on
the chopping block.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
so is she to blame?
I would say so.
I would say so, too.
I wouldn't. I think it's the whole damn thing. It was ridiculous.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. The last straw.
One of the worst things I ever saw.
You got to try those things, Ben, and see if it takes off, see if it works. It is interesting. And if it would have worked.
But see, that, and again, that goes back to what I'm talking about on this whole podcast. This is the Olympics.
Mm.
Like, there isn't anything.
So you don't want to grow the Olympics? You don't want to make more money?
No.
Oh.
There is nothing.
There's no more bigger sports, is what
more
you're saying.
Prestigious than the Olympics. Mm. To win an Olympic medal is, in my opinion, one of the most prestigious awards you could get in athletics.
It is.
As long as your sport is included in it. If your sport's not included in it, then it's not. Sorry. Mm. But whatever.
Yeah, you got the X Games.
Yeah, right. So, and the X Games would be the most prestigious award to win in
section.
That particular
sport.
For being X freestyle or whatever.
Right. It's just wild, man. Like, and when you paint that picture you painted, I mean, let's just boil that down for a second. So again, you have the Olympics, the most prestigious athletic event in the world every 4 years. And you go, okay, we're going to do this sport. I mean, imagine the conversations at the ground level in Australia in what you just painted there, where they're like, they're asking for this new sport. We need to just grab somebody and throw them in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't even an Olympic athlete. This is literally like you went and grabbed someone who seems to know the most about it, and they are going to
because
go
she has a
PhD on the world stage.
Yeah,
this isn't someone. I mean, how different is that from what the swimmers went through for the last 4 years?
Yeah, it is.
They had to compete for that position.
Mm-hmm.
They had to train every single day. They had to work hard. They had to be disciplined. They had to do all these kinds of things. In this other sport, this person just gets plucked out of the crowd and like, hey, why don't you go be an Olympic athlete?
So, and her husband gets to coach her.
So I'm sure, I bet that there's plenty of countries that like put their hand up and said, we don't think breakdancing is a sport. And also, we don't breakdance in our streets or anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there's a little bit of that going on.
It's probably a lot of countries it's not allowed.
Right. And then the Olympic committee's like, we're trying to sell something here. This is a fun new little event. We got a sponsor. Look, you're drinking Monster energy drink right there. We got Monster on board to do breakdancing. So you better get us a breakdancer or just don't be in it. Whatever. You know, so there's that back and forth again where, they are watering down the games. But, you know, you take from it what you want. For me, I'm going to laugh at it. I'm going to have fun with it. Point the finger or whatever. The sprinters, the divers, the swimmers, they're the ones that deserve the praise and the attention.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they don't get as much as they probably should.
And think things like this take away from it.
They do.
And then people with a mentality like me, then it almost discredits what all of those other people were doing. Even though they deserve all the credit, you know?
And you don't watch as much because, I mean, you'd want to watch the basketball, real basketball, not 3-on-3. You'd want to watch the track and field events, and you turn on the TV and it's breakdancing.
Like, right.
What in the hell is this?
Yeah.
I mean, and that triathlon. Hello, we just did one.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what's the one where they do, like, they stop and they shoot? And then they have to get back up and running in.
Is it that pentathlon?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Would you accept that?
They have to run and shoot and
then
bike?
Stop and shoot and then bike and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I think there's, I like that. Yeah, I think there's a lot of physicality in that. And,
yeah, I like that. That's better than sailing.
Training,
Don't pull this cord.
I wouldn't attack
sailors,
man.
Like sailing, like to me, why don't they have car racing?
Mm, probably will.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there is some physicality there, and it takes an athlete. I mean, you can see that in NASCAR and so on and so forth.
So
it's hard work.
You're cool with crew. Crew then's good. Rowing, you know, that team of rowers.
Yeah, I think row. And also, I think
you
that
just did that, and you were saying how sore you were.
Yeah, it was tough. Also, I think that a lot of these sports that are like they have a history, like they've been around for a long time. Like it's the true original spirit of the games. It's something that was going on then.
Yeah.
You know, but whatever.
Let's bring back chariot racing.
I think chariot racing would be cool.
Could be fun.
The last thing I had here to touch on, and we don't spend too much time on this, but this is the first one that I can remember. And again, I wasn't paying a lot of attention in the past, but where we had an accused male performing as a female in a sport.
Okay.
I never heard any of the end fallout from that, if anything was confirmed or not.
Yeah.
But it was a boxer, I believe, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty wild, pretty tough. That was a tough one to swallow.
So it was supposedly a biological male that was competing as a female, goes in, fights this other girl who's at the top of her game.
From Italy.
And who is probably expected to win and just freaking dominates her.
Well,
one punch and then she backed out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he socked her right between the eyes and she's like, okay, I'm done. That wasn't it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're talking about let's see here. And so Imane Khalif wins women's boxing. And what's tough about that is this, we'll say woman, was born without the balls dropped. So like
the balls were inside?
Yeah. So that this person had XY chromosomes, but was raised as a girl until he hit puberty, you know? And so like you got to have a lot of empathy for that and everything else. But this person was well aware that he was now a man.
But he had a penis.
I don't know.
Right, you're saying? So, or they're just balls, but no.
Oh, okay. I don't know what happened here. But yeah, there was two testicles, but there was no ovaries, none of that stuff. So okay. This was an XY, but just a tough situation where, you know, they used to be called hermaphrodites.
Yes.
You know, now they got a new, more acceptable term to be called or whatever. But so like you got to have a lot of empathy there and feel bad. But the International Boxing Committee had already, and they got a hold of the ICO, the Olympic Committee, and said, hey, these two boxers are males. They are men. And they just turned their head and said, we're not going to pay attention to that.
Oh, so it was known.
So there was a Chinese boxer, Yang Lu. That was a dude, too. So can you believe it? For first and second place, those two dudes boxing for the...
So who won, then?
The bigger guy.
Okay.
The bigger guy. So
in the women's division, the bigger guy won.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just want to be clear about that.
So, the IBA got a hold of the Olympic Committee well before all this transpired and said, hey, you got to... Khalif has XY chromosomes. Like, we tested him, and we don't allow him to box in the women's division anymore. And they're like, no.
We don't care. It's fine.
Yeah, and they started saying some real goofy things, the committee, because they kept getting drilled about it. And one of their biggest go-tos is, the passport says that she's a female. Mm-hmm. What more do we got to do here?
Oh, my God.
The passport says she's a female.
Ben, what was it that you had told me that you heard back in the day? That they used to have the athletes actually test.
There was some lady that I heard an interview with her, and she was, I'd say, you know, today she was in like her 60s.
Okay.
And she was talking about Olympics, and she was an Olympic athlete. I think she was a swimmer, you know, years and years and years ago. And she said that they had to constantly take genetic tests, like over and over and over again, like hundreds of times a year.
Right.
And it was true genetic testing, looking at the chromosomes.
Just to prove.
So it wasn't like drop your pants and show me what you got. It was chromosome testing.
That's good.
And if you didn't meet that mark, then you weren't allowed to compete. And she said, I can't remember who she said changed it, but she said it was in the early 2000s.
Sounds about right.
It was changed.
Yeah. Of course.
And that test was no longer required.
So it's not required, so then it just goes off of your... passport or your ID.
They get a virtue signal, and once again, this was another story that unfortunately hijacked the Olympics, took the limelight away from our sprinters or swimmers, you know, and focused on a stupid argument, the difference between a man and a woman. Like, it's really stupid. And this guy's from Algeria. He's an Algerian boxer named Imane Khalif, who was disqualified from the World Boxing Championships due to his gender eligibility. You know, so, but the Olympic Committee, to your point, Ben, turned their eye. They're like, actually, we changed the testing here, so we can do whatever we want now.
And when you go back and you have history on this particular athlete and the one from, was it from China?
China, yeah.
Where they were disqualified from previous matches for these reasons. They weren't allowed to compete in some kind of world championship.
Yes, the World Boxing Championships.
Yeah, I mean, and then the Olympics is like, oh, yeah, come on. You can come on.
Again, they were probably thinking money. Ooh, they probably didn't care about the current controversy, do you
think? They definitely don't care about women's safety. And this is where, you know, yeah. I was talking with some younger people a couple, you know, days ago. I'm like, I have a couple daughters now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is bullshit. I've already put my flag in the sand talking about capitalism, Ben. I'm like, yeah, come on, let's try skateboarding. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can sell it. You know, I've been in those boardroom meetings like, let's air it. Let's see if we can sell that, you know? But this for me really crossed the line where women's safety and the games themselves be damned. Who mm-hmm. gives a shit? Let's mm-hmm. just let a dude beat the shit out of some girls.
Right. Isn't that like yeah. what normally puts men in jail is when they usually beat the shit out of yeah. a woman?
Yeah. I mean, it's against the law for a man to hit a woman like that in the United States. You know, that's domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And the Babylon Bees had a lot of fun with this.
No, I'm sure.
You know,
pretty good yeah. memes and stuff. But yeah, in the Olympics, you get a gold medal for it, you know?
I do think you've said his name quick, but we should touch on, before we're done, Snoop. I mean, he was freaking hilarious.
He was getting, was he knocking down like over $100,000 a day?
They said $500,000 wow. a day. Wow. A day. I mean, he was on everything. Hey. And his commentary of like horse riding was freaking hilarious.
Of course it was.
Like, they did yeah, a little trotty trotty doo yep. doo. Like, just, he's so good.
Yeah. And he's exactly what, you know, he's a perfect little piece there to put there and say, like, see, we're America. Yeah. You know, we like it all. You yeah. know, this is one of our celebrities.
I just thought it was funny that they had him on because I don't remember him doing that years ago. Do they try to always get a celebrity like that? Is that a thing?
NBC and their executives needed to draw more attention. And the go-to last 15 years has been Snoop Dogg.
It
Whatever you okay. want to sell, whatever you want to draw.
So he is a normal person yeah. on there. Yep. Again, yep. we don't watch it enough. I thought funny, he was a man. New thing.
He's okay. great.
Yeah.
They called him America's favorite grandpa or something like that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we were talking.
He's our mascot.
From and Ben was like, no, grandpa. He's like 65. And I was like, no freaking way. He's like 52. Sure shit.
Yeah.
He's like 52 yeah. or 54 or something. What did we decide?
No. I
just thought it was funny because we, you know, I was like, he's not really a grandpa. He's not that old. Well,
he is.
Yes, he is.
I guess you can be a grandpa.
You sure can.
At that age, you can be a grandpa at 40.
Him and Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Those two getting together.
Why was Martha Stewart there?
Spent more time in prison than he has. Isn't that something?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So
I think for me, in the end, one of the takeaways was I've been kind of like, this hanging in my mind about the U.S. and like these stupid DEI things that we're doing and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the transgender and the men competing in the women's sports and all the things and all the shit going on in the U.S. and this whole weak men concept.
Yeah.
And this has been going on for a while.
Yeah.
And then I watch the Olympics and I realize it ain't just the U.S.
Yeah.
Because the U.S., wasn't in charge of all of these things that were going on.
Oh, that was France.
Yeah.
Like, hold my beer.
Yeah. It's my wine. It's like...
Yeah. Come on, get it right.
And my cracker. It was eye-opening for me to realize that the whole world
mm-hmm.
has got it as bad as we do in yeah. some of these things, that, you know, that we're looking sure. at. So yeah. it like made me feel better. Like, okay, we're not that bad because it's happening everywhere. But yeah. it also made me feel worse because it's like, shit, mm-hmm. it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had the same type of feelings along those lines, I think, what I was kind of thinking of. And it had to do with like a lot of these wacko policies or whatever. It would be on our news, like, let's say 10 years ago. And I'd always say like, oh, but that's in Florida. Let Florida mm-hmm. do Florida. Let California or San Francisco, let them. I don't care. That's mm-hmm. that's them. And now it's here. Now it's in Lincoln, Nebraska. Now it's in Oklahoma City. You know, like, yeah. it's like, God damn it. You know,
yeah.
you couldn't just go with, you know, what I deemed like, fine, do your thing, right? You got to push it on me now.
Mm-hmm.
With the thing in France, I help with the News Channel Nebraska's getting the news onto YouTube every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're running story after story leading up to the Olympics about protests, hardcore protest across France and in Paris, like cop cars getting flipped over and fires and all sorts of stuff. I'm like,
really?
Aren't the Olympics like in 4 or 5 days? What the shit? How are they going to pull this off? And bink, they did. Like, you didn't see any rioters. You didn't see it. It's like, where'd all these people go? Like, there was thousands of really mad, you know, doing all this stuff, throwing fireworks, shooting fireworks at banks and stuff. And it was the exact same as when Xi Jinping went to San Francisco. Like, that place was tore up, looked like shit.
And they cleaned it up.
Cleaned it up. No homeless people, no tent cities. Like, you know, it does. It was like a, on a grander scale. Like, here, you know, here's our thing. And then, but like you said, it's the same type of deal going on.
Yeah.
Like, how? Why?
It's wild, man. It's wild to see. I don't know. Something's going to have to change at some point. There ain't no doubt about that, but.
No, they're just going to keep adding breaking. And
hey. What's
should we predict what the new one's going to be? Like booger picking? Or
no, you already called it. It's pickleball.
Pickleball, I did.
It'll definitely be in it.
Yeah.
But like a weird, absurd one, what could you think of?
Turtle races, maybe?
Okay.
You know? Hey. Like at a county fair?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Can't discriminate against the turtles.
Me neither. Not at all. Yeah. You know? So. I bet America's turtles could be faster than any other turtle out there.
Yeah, well, the only turtles that'll beat ours are the ones that they bring over from the other country and train them here with our turtles.
They breed them with our turtles.
Yeah.
But they have, like, ancestries somewhere else.
Okay, so you're exactly right. What's going to happen is Russia's going to have these pumped up turtles, and then Algeria is just gonna have like these male turtles against the female turtles. Oh, like, it's gonna be a world of shit.
we're doomed.
Doomed.
No.
All right. Well,
I mean, unfortunately, the lasting impressions of the Olympics were these were the most woke Olympics ever, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I really tried to just look past that, you know, laugh at the memes and all that stuff, but. What really grabs the attention, and they can't get away from it, are the core track and field, swimming, diving, those events.
Yep. So, and those were entertaining for sure. Those were good ones.
And those some really good things. Simone Biles, I was really happy to see her redemption story. She had a tough one in China 4 years ago, and I was really off her bandwagon. But, you know, she came back and really solidified her career. I was happy to see that.
Yeah, you do like those wins for all those people that have put in the time, the effort, and the energy to their craft, their sport. So I would agree with that.
To Ben's point, she might have been flying a little too high 4 years ago, you know? And like sports always does, man, it puts you in your place real quick.
Let that get the best of it.
You know? So
Now,
unfortunately, some headlines were stolen or hijacked, but that's kind of the world we live in now. But overall... proud. I was proud of our athletes doing their thing.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening to our...
Ranting, almost.
Our 2024 Olympic...
Do your thingy again.
...sports. The crowd approves.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
All right. Don't forget to go on and do a review. We haven't had a review for a while. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, just scroll down and do a quick review. Hit the stars, type something in there.
Let me know what I got wrong on this one, because we covered a lot.
Yeah, and as always, if you do that review, we'll figure out who you are and send you a free shirt or hat.
All right.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
All right.
No.
I got to work.
Well, get to work.
Okay. Just
close it out.
Peace.
See ya. Sure.